Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Excuse me?
How may I assist you?
Oh, well, I received a statement in the mail yesterday saying I owed $5.74 from some youthful scent beauty aid or something. And then that was on the 19th of October, and then on 10/24, it says 6732. I did not order this. I do not want this. I want a full refund.
I'll be more than happy to look into it one brief moment. Wait. Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Betty Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
16227 Lackawanna Drive, Houston, Texas, 770-625016.
Alrighty. Thank you for that information. So, it's loading.
From what I'm understanding, from whom I was speaking to earlier, this is very much fraudulent. I answered an email from Dick's Sporting Goods saying back in stock Yeti cooler, free. And I start getting little samples of Scentsy or whatever this stuff is. I got one saying that the cooler was not available. So where did this perfume stuff come from? I don't want it. I don't want any of it. I want the total thing refunded.
So, yes, ma'am, reviewing.
I've been waiting because there was no phone number or anything to where I could contact anyone. And so when my statement came yesterday, I got this phone number to call. You know, when my charge card came.
Alrighty.
I mean, I thought I was getting a cooler, a Yeti cooler, and all of a sudden I get some perfume or whatever it is.
Alrighty. So reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a contest that was enrolled into to win that Yeti cooler. All information was expressed where it is. Playing copyrights and terms conditions. Also had the phone number listed with the yes, ma'am. I'm going over the account.
Not.
I do appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Yes,
ma'am. So all information was listed where copyright and terms conditions was, along with that phone number. Within the 24 to 48 hour time frame, if the profile is not canceled, then the subscription charge will automatically apply, emailing you a value of a $125 gift card to order more items. I do understand you wish not to continue on with getting the gift card each month. I have no idea what the perfume is all about. That's definitely not with our company. But, yes, ma'am, that $67.32 did come out of the account due to the fact that the profile wasn't canceled in time, and they also emailed that gift card back on the 23rd of October. We are able to do that 35% refund, which will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days. Are you interested in your cancellation number?
I don't want a 35 refund. I want a total refund.
You did not cancel this profile in time, and the highest that we can do is that 50% refund.
I'm telling you, I got no information to cancel.
That information was listed within terms conditions. So, yes, ma'am.
No,
it was there,
not.
And it was agreed to upon the transaction of the completion of the enrollment. So, yes, ma'am, the highest that we are able to do is that 50% refund, which will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days. Are you interested in that cancellation number?
You can give me that number, but I'm going to cancel the toll card, and I'm not paying this.
That's understandable. That's C like Charlie. 262-238-834. And that's just confirming that you did call in to get this account canceled and refunded.
Would you repeat that number?
C like Charlie, 262-238-834.
Y'all are fraudulent.
That is confirming that your account has been canceled. 24 to 48 hours for that email. 3 to 5 business days for your refund.
The name
I appreciate you for giving
us
customer service a call. Enjoy your day.
You're ruining the name of Dick's Sporting Goods.